Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Weird Universe: Everything We Do Not Know, About Space and Why It Is Important, by Erica Hamden. Is a curiosity-driven tour of modern astronomy that foregrounds the most compelling part of science, the unanswered questions. Rather than presenting space as a finished map, the book frames the cosmos as an active investigation where mysteries shape how we build telescopes, design missions, and interpret data. Readers are guided through the boundaries of knowledge, from the behavior of extreme objects to the large-scale structure of the universe, with an emphasis on how scientists test ideas when direct experiments are difficult or impossible. The core promise is practical as well as awe-inspired understanding. What we do not know is not a weakness, but a tool that clarifies priorities, reveals hidden assumptions, and drives technological progress. By linking open problems to why they matter for society, education, and future discovery, the book invites readers to see astronomy as both a human story and a living, evolving discipline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ignorance as a scientific strategy. A central theme is that not knowing is not a gap to be embarrassed about, but the engine of research. The book highlights how astronomers define questions in ways that can be measured, constrained, and improved over time. In space science, and many claims depend on inference, you cannot scoop up a black hole sample or rerun the early universe. So progress comes from careful modeling, cross-checks between different kinds of observations, and the steady reduction of uncertainty. This topic emphasizes how scientists distinguish between what is unknown, what is unknowable with current tools, and what is simply not yet measured well. It also explores how competing explanations can coexist when data are incomplete, and how the community converges through replication, improved instrumentation, and new surveys. The discussion naturally points to why scientific literacy matters. The ability to interpret uncertainty, probabilities, and changing conclusions is essential for understanding astronomy news and avoiding sensationalism. By making the process visible, the book encourages readers to value questions, learn the vocabulary of evidence, and appreciate why incremental progress is still real progress, especially in a field where the universe rarely offers controlled experiments. Secondly, seeing the unseeable with telescopes and detectors. Much of what we know about space comes from the tools that translate faint signals into usable information. This topic focuses on the idea that astronomy is fundamentally an observational science, and that each wavelength and detector type reveals a different universe. Optical images show stars and galaxies, but infrared can pierce dust, radio can trace cold gas and magnetic fields, and X-ray and gamma-ray observations can uncover violent, high-energy environments. The book underscores that unanswered questions are often instrument-limited if you cannot measure a key signal, or if noise overwhelms it. Entire theories remain hard to test. Readers learn why calibration, sensitivity, and resolution matter, and how survey design influences what we discover. The narrative also connects instrument building to the broader research ecosystem. Engineers, software, data pipelines, and mission planning are as crucial as theoretical insight. By tying mysteries to the capabilities and limitations of technology, the book shows how new observatories open new questions as often as they answer old ones. The practical takeaway is that progress in space science is tightly linked to innovation in measurement. Thirdly, cosmic dark components and the limits of knowledge. A major set of unknowns in modern cosmology concerns what the universe is made of and how it evolves. This topic addresses the puzzle that ordinary matter accounts for only a small fraction of the cosmic budget, while dark matter and dark energy dominate. The book frames these as evidence-based conclusions rather than speculative labels, grounded in patterns such as galaxy rotation behavior, gravitational lensing, and the way large-scale structure grows over time. Yet the precise nature of these components remains elusive, which makes them ideal examples of science at the edge. The discussion highlights the difference between measuring an effect and identifying its cause. We can map where gravitational influence appears, but that does not automatically reveal what produces it. The book also explores how multiple lines of evidence must agree before a model becomes widely accepted, and why apparent tensions between measurements can be scientifically fruitful. By explaining what would count as a breakthrough and what would count as a false lead, this topic helps readers understand why dark matter and dark energy are not just buzzwords, but organizing problems that shape experiments, observations, and theoretical work across astronomy and physics. Fourthly, extreme objects as natural laboratories. The weirdest parts of the universe often serve as the best tests of physical laws. This topic explores how objects like black holes, neutron stars, supernova remnants, and energetic stellar systems provide conditions far beyond what can be produced on Earth. The book emphasizes that these extremes are not sideshows. They are crucial because they probe gravity, magnetism, radiation, and dense matter in regimes where our models can break. For instance, compact objects can reveal how matter behaves under crushing pressure, while accretion disks and jets show how energy is extracted and transported. The narrative also explains why interpreting these environments is hard. Many key processes happen on tiny scales, yet their consequences appear across light years. And observations often capture only snapshots rather than full histories. Readers are introduced to the idea of multi-messenger astronomy, where light across wavelengths, particle detections, and gravitational wave observations together build a fuller picture. By treating extreme objects as laboratories, the book conveys how discovery works. You find anomalies, develop models, predict signatures, and then use better data to test what survives. Lastly, why space mysteries matter on Earth? The book connects cosmic ignorance to practical value, arguing that big questions about space have real downstream effects. This topic focuses on the ways astronomy drives technology and strengthens scientific thinking. Building sensitive instruments pushes advances in detectors, imaging, precision timing, and data analysis methods that can spill into other fields. Large astronomical datasets also encourage new approaches to computing, statistics, and machine learning, along with a culture of open data and collaborative verification. Beyond technology, the book highlights the educational benefit of confronting uncertainty. Space science offers a clear arena to practice reasoning from evidence, separating correlation from causation, and learning how models improve as measurements get better. The discussion also touches on societal relevance through planetary defense, space weather, and the broader understanding of Earth as a planet in a wider environment. Perhaps most importantly, the book positions wonder as a serious asset. Curiosity motivates learning, and learning improves decision-making. By linking unanswered questions to human benefits, the book makes a case that astronomy is not an isolated luxury, but a driver of skills, tools, and perspective. In conclusion, this book best suits curious readers who enjoy science but do not want a dry textbook, including high school and college students, educators, science-minded general readers, and anyone who follows space news and wants better context. It is also a strong fit for people who feel intimidated by astronomy, because its organizing idea is not mastering every fact, but understanding how knowledge is built at the boundaries. The benefit to a reader's life is twofold. It strengthens critical thinking around uncertainty and evidence, and it restores a sense of scale and perspective that can make everyday problems feel more manageable. By focusing on open questions, the book encourages active engagement, inviting readers to ask better questions rather than memorize answers. Compared with similar popular astronomy titles that emphasize a guided tour of what we already know, this one differentiates itself by making ignorance productive and by tying mysteries to the tools and methods that will resolve them. That angle can make the purchase feel more durable as discoveries arrive. The reader still has a framework for interpreting them. If you want a science book that leaves you more curious and more capable, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Erica Hamden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.